Go Pow! Excitement is building as we gear up for our annual Unlimited Fest. If you missed out last year, don't make the same mistake again. So join us for two unforgettable days packed with inspiring speakers, incredible musicians, DJs, food, and a time and a half. This year is all about healing. Secure your spot now at www.unlimitedfest.co.za. Don't miss the experience of a lifetime. Unlimited Fest, where we heal, celebrate, and grow. See you there. Hello, Wisdom and Wellness. Welcome to a new year. Same set, same host, same podcast. But
we should get a new host, I think.
Which host?
I don't know. Now that you said it, it just felt like...
You need someone else?
Some fresh beginnings.
I don't think the Wisdom and Wellness community would appreciate that. But happy 2024. Happy New Year. I'm excited to be back. It's a... Is it a big year or do we say that every year?
It's the same.
What do you mean?
Honestly, it's a leap year, so...
Is it a leap year? Mm. So that means women should ask men out.
Is that what leap years mean?
Apparently on leap year, like Valentine's
Day,
like...
Where'd you get this information on TikTok?
I've heard it before that like on a leap year.
I don't know. It just means that they're adding a day onto the cycle.
Oh, okay.
We know like 24 hours is not
Brendan,
actually...
I know. I know the technicalities of a leap year.
Tell them how you know.
Welcome to Wisdom and Wellness, Bumi's platform where Brendan Praise is a guest. Okay. All right. Welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor, you know, so many renowned people have sat in this
That's the truth though.
That's the real truth. It's just such a... I'm always so happy.
Let's get started. Actually, a lot of people like us having conversations together. They always ask for our love journey.
Yeah,
but we're having our love journey live at Fest.
Apparently.
Fest, do you want to give a Fest announcement?
Yes, guys. So you guys know we do Wisdom and Wellness Fest
Unlimited Fest.
And this year is no different. We are doing it again. Let me put my glasses on so I look credible. We're doing it again this year, but we're doing it bigger.
Yes.
We're doing it better. And bigger is not always size.
Yes.
Sometimes bigger is deeper.
Ah.
I knew God was going to meet me today. So we're doing it. And tickets are available on... There's a special website. What's the website?
www.unlimitedfest.co.za.
Tickets are selling fast. We're not just saying this. Sometimes people just be out just saying it.
Yeah.
There's different tiers to the tickets. So just make sure that you find the one that suits you.
Yeah.
And let's meet on the 23rd.
22nd and 23rd. Yeah.
The 23rd being the main day. Most of you guys, we're going to see you on the 23rd.
You know what's crazy is we held off in announcing speakers this year. And it was so wild to see people actually buy tickets, not knowing who's going to be the speakers, etc.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was so affirming that like when the Wisdom and Wellness community says like they've got you, like this is our thing, like you
they
guys really, really mean it. And it's made the planning for me so much better, like such a better experience knowing, Wuthi, like we're coming not just for a specific person, but
for the actual day, for the actual experience
and seeing people tagging each other. And yes, men are welcome. A lot of men DM me. Someone said, Wisdom and Wellness colors look very girly. Are men allowed?
Was this a man that said
But men are allowed. In fact, one of the segments that we are having is an Our Love Journey conversation.
Yeah.
Which
requires men to be there. So.
Yeah, because it's like a couples thing.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily only just for couples.
It's not. It's this segment. I think it's a two-dimensional approach to a conversation.
Yeah.
As opposed to it just being two opposite ideas. I think... we represent two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
So as our love journey, that's what we bring to the table.
Yeah. All right, let's get into today's podcast. As you can see, the way we started is very, very chilled.
Yes.
Just to start the year, to set the tone for the year. And I think it's always good to start with Brendan. It's fun.
I mean, I'm a very well-read man, so I don't come here unprepared.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I forgot to ask you to prepare this, but what quote are you living by this year?
Oh,
Do you have it?
You don't have to ask. I told you. I don't come unprepared. It's not a quote. It's a verse.
A verse. Okay.
Because I am a child of God.
What's the verse?
Proverbs 13 verse 20. Do you want to hear it? Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
He who walks with wise men will be wise. Ooh. But the companions of fools will experience harm.
Okay. Unpack that. Why that verse?
It's about the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
And for me, I think my greatest lesson that I take from 2023 is to make sure that you work on the environment.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times we focus so much on the content or on the thing that we forget the environment that the thing is supposed to live in.
Yeah.
And so Virgil Abloh, rest in peace, he makes an example about art. And he says, if you take like a shriveled can and you put it next to a dumpster, it looks like trash. But if you put it in an esteemed museum, it becomes art.
Yeah.
So I think this, when you put those two things together, for me, I've just recognized that it's more important the environment that you keep yourself around.
Yeah.
It plays a bigger role in the person that you become than, you know, the actual things that we focus on, which is like the detailed or the imperfections that you might have, the things that you're not good at, or, you know, focusing on your fear and your doubt, like rather focus on creating an environment where those things are less of a factor.
Oh, that's so good. My quote, I don't know if it's for the year or for now, but it's address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so deep.
That's so hectic. Address the elephant in the room. And I think, I mean, we spoke about this a lot, that I run away from conflict. Like, I would rather, like, let's burn the whole ship before I told you, Guti, before I tell someone you're wearing the wrong jacket. Like, I'd rather just burn the whole ship.
Yeah.
And I think I started confronting more, and I saw it's very uncomfortable.
It is.
But the outcome is amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And so instead of making it and dragging it along, I'm deciding that I'm going to address the elephant in the room immediately.
In real time.
In real time.
That's
like
the
I did before
part.
We started the conversation.
Is that what you were doing? I was just like, lost easy. Okay.
Mumi's
already living. She's already living these things.
So. I practiced what I was going to address in the kitchen. Yeah. Like, I practiced what I'm going to say.
How you were going to address
it. How I'm going to address
it. It was very respectful.
There we go.
That's why I started laughing. I was like, this is different.
So that's my quote, address the elephant in the room. Okay. We go away every beginning of the year.
Yes.
You are a master at finding these places. And we go and we reflect and we have our fasting and our prayer and our time of solitude. And this year we had like a whole 30-pager of reflections, right? Mm. What did reflecting on the previous year do for you?
You know, I think it put the year in perspective. I think...
2023,
yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I think you lose perspective as the year goes, because you experiencing life with like the most recent memories.
Yeah.
And so when you reflect on the whole year, you realize, because a year is a long time. Like, last year was 365 days.
Yeah.
So much happened.
How many other days could it be?
This year is 366, my dear. It's not the same thing.
Okay. But every other year, you're fine.
No,
okay,
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm sorry. I disturbed you. Continue. I'm sorry.
No,
I
didn't disturb you. You exposed yourself.
I had to do
there's
it.
There's different types of years.
I was trying to, okay?
Before I was interrupted. So last year, there was a set amount of days. It's very easy to get caught up in quarters or moments. And I think that happened to me, especially towards the end of the year. There was a lot of moments.
Yeah.
So you can wrap up your year and feel like, okay, these are the moments. Mm. But when you reflect, you go in greater detail into what happened in that year. So I think the biggest thing I learned from that exercise that we did was sort of having a better, fuller picture of the year.
And what yourself? Did you learn? Or do you want me to answer that?
Yes.
I think the same. Like, I think I mean, it was a really hard year. And you know I don't categorize years
almost
as
tough.
Hard.
You almost died.
Yeah, almost died.
Yeah.
I don't like categorizing years as this was hard year. This was a lot of it. But last year was really, really hard. But then as I reflected, I was like, you know, there was so much good too.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the year, we had such a special moment with my family where we had like a 6 hours of talking. And I was questioning because God had given me the word healing for 2023.
Yeah.
And
you were not seeing it.
No, I was just like, if this is healing, cool. But it literally, this connection with my family, I think happened 2 days before the year ended. And afterwards, it's like I exhaled and I said, okay, God, I see what you've been doing all this time.
Sure.
You know? And so reflection has helped me with that, is that in as much as I saw all the things that tried to take me out, I know who I've become. Yeah. And I can pinpoint, okay, so this, it felt like it's so against me, but I can see who I've become and how it's helped me out. But it's also helped me see that maybe I need to acknowledge certain things about myself and in life a little more, like the goods. I need to acknowledge the good a little more and celebrate it a little more, you know? So that's what reflection did. But also that there's always something to be grateful for.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Even in the midst of storms.
Yeah.
Even when things are tough, sometimes that toughness is protection.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it. Yeah. Like, and so, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it with your life. Last year was pretty incredible in like all spectrums.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is that I don't know if you could have had like one without the other.
No, you can't.
You know, and I think when I do my shows, I talk about this, the idea of the blessing and the responsibility and how that's like, it's two sides of the same coin.
Mm.
And a lot of times we experience one, sometimes one might be shining light brighter than the other, but the other is always there.
Always.
And so I think I really saw that with your life. And I think from the outside, and I think this is a point that I really like to get across, is that from the outside, it always looks like, wow. You know, like when you do your yearly wrap, you're like, yo, Mrs. Mom was on her.
We look at people's highlights. And obviously you don't take a picture of the lows.
No,
like,
you can't.
Yeah.
And I mean, why would you?
Yeah.
Because, we just assume that people know that those things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you learn about yourself and about your family?
Okay. Which family?
Just. I mean, generally, I guess us as a unit.
So my immediate family.
Your immediate family. The family.
Okay, let me start with the former. So what I learned about myself is, what did I learn about myself?
What are you learning about yourself? Because I don't want to put a full stop to things. Like seasons go past years.
I'm learning a lot, but I learned, it's hard because, you know, you can learn something that you've always known.
Yeah.
But like, you learn it again, you know, like, so for me, I just feel like I realize that I'm gifted, but not in the way that I thought I was gifted.
Like, okay.
Like it's not like a tangible thing.
Okay.
Like my gifts, my real gifts are like way more than just like the physical part.
Yeah.
It's the ability to, it's like you think of, you think of a cell phone and like when you're buying a phone, you really, a lot of people are just like, what type of camera does it have?
Yeah.
Those things matter. But what's actually running the phone is like the internals, the CPU, whatever chip the phone's running. And so I feel like for me, I recognize my chip. Like I recognized what is my thing, you know, like my gift, well, like where, how do I actually connect to my source?
Sure.
And that was like, it's been a long journey. Like, you know, I've been a musician like my whole life.
Yeah.
Essentially, I've never done any other job. And last year, I got to do it in the way that I've always imagined it. And to be able to take it from being living inside you and creating it into the world, it showed me that, like, again, it wasn't me. Like, I know that I was operating outside of myself.
Sure.
And so my gift couldn't have been my ability, right? Which I always thought my gifts were my abilities, but I realized my gift was my ability to be obedient and to connect.
To be open.
Yeah, like to really receive what God is trying to do with me and to be open. That's a great one.
To be open,
yeah.
That's good.
And you, what did you learn about yourself? Before Nkulumang family.
What did I learn about myself? Jeez. It's easier asking than
it's a tough question.
Than it is answering. I think it's like what you said. It's not that you didn't know this about you, but you just kind of realize it. I really learned that I'm really such an introvert, like hectically so.
Yeah.
Like hectically so. Like we were on holiday, and this is when I noticed that, and this is why it's so important to be with someone who understands you. Is that when we were on holiday, you literally said to me, "I'll take the kids. You go have some time to yourself." Because I think maybe
really?
You
I
were,
did that.
You did.
Oh, wow.
I think maybe
which
you could.
Which holiday was this? Because we went on a lot.
When we went to Dubai, Abu Dhabi. Like, there's a day when you said, "I'll take the kids, you go have time to yourself." And I think you recognized that I'm feeling suffocated, right? And so I just noticed that about myself. And I require so much solitude. Like, I need so much solitude. And that's why I take, like, 1 hour walks in the morning. It's like I need that space. And just because I go on stage and I'm confident in front of people, in front of the camera, I thought I'm an introvert, and you know, I thought I'm an extrovert, but I'm really not. And I don't even think I'm an ambivert. I just think I'm really introverted. But when it's time to operate in my gift, the Holy Spirit really helps me and he comes through for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I learned about myself. And I think it's helped me make decisions, even in the people I keep around me, even in the spaces I go to. It's like, now I know where not to put myself, because then I won't feel like myself.
Yeah, you'll have to compromise yourself.
Yeah, like when we went away for like 3-4 days, we didn't see anyone. We were offline. Like, there was nothing. And I was...
You were thriving. You wanted to stay longer.
Like, I was like, can we extend this? This is amazing. All I hear is birds.
Yeah.
And I've done so... Like, I did so much. So, yeah. So, I just kind of realized that about myself. And I think it was just such a freeing realization.
Yeah. I think it's also... I think part of it, well, what I think... is that you, because of like what you do in your work, you spend so much time like giving of yourself.
Yeah.
So naturally, like if you your charging period is longer.
Yeah.
You know, because like, your usage is so much higher.
Yeah.
So every day you're waking up and you're sharing of yourself. And
yeah.
Then there's nuggets, and then there's the podcast, and then there's scriptures and posts and spinaches and potatoes and like it's
yeah, it's a lot,
but it's all a part of your gift and your offering. So I recognize that like you do need to take more time where you are being you, and like for a long time you didn't, and you would try to do, but then your burnouts would be like
hectic. So what loss did I have, a burnout?
You didn't burn out the whole year last year.
I didn't.
And you were doing so much.
I know, and I remember you always have the worst.
Yo, Bumi would give you the best 3 months,
and then it's like, ah, I'm done. Okay, last thing on this point. What did you learn about your family?
About my family.
What did you see about your family?
Jeez. You know, I'm very family orientated. So for me, I don't know if there's anything more I can learn. But I learned that experiences are the most important.
Yeah.
And it's like they live forever.
Yeah.
They truly do. Yeah. Like our kids now, they you think... is like they think they're gonna see Lewis Hamilton again this
and
year.
They believe it with their hearts.
And other day, Nuri asked me to send a video
to
Lewis because she was wearing his t-shirt. And it's like, you know, you see that and you're like, oh, that's a great experience.
Yeah.
And maybe when she's 15, she's not gonna remember actually being at the race.
Yeah.
But she's gonna remember like the unity, the bond. That that experience creates. And so for me, it's like finding more experiences.
Yeah.
And really being present in the experiences and not shortchanging yourself by wanting to, again, you know, create content.
Yeah.
And I think over the years, man, people have seen, like, I think we've just become worse and worse content creators. Like, we are not good anymore. We are not good at all.
Like, we went from you'd give, like, 3 angles of one shot to, like...
This is what you're getting. You're getting this blurry phone.
That's what I could give, bro.
But it's tough. And we realized that, you know, when we were doing the 2023 rap.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
We traveled so much. Guys, can I tell you? I don't know. I can count in one hand. Like pictures of us.
No,
like,
we don't have any. I don't have pictures of anyone. So on people's birthdays, I have to go to pictures from like 2018 because I don't have pictures with anyone.
But it's also though, I think for me, I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Because like we went from really just capturing everything.
Yeah.
Life is an open book. Like to this day, people watch like the YouTube videos and like I'll go to like shops and people will be like, yeah, you know, I was watching your video, and they'll talk about a video from like 2020 or something when we went somewhere and we were sharing. And I was like, we were such oversharers.
I don't even think so.
At the time, I think it was necessary. It was necessary. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, a lot of those moments, I remember them from the content. Yeah. Whereas now I'm remembering the moments from the feeling and the experiences. Yeah. And I'm sort of just capturing it as a memory.
Yeah.
It's like a memorabilia type of thing.
Yeah, like you're like, in it.
And I love it. And obviously content is a huge part of our lives and to share what we're doing. But I think there was a time where, anyway, so this was about family.
Yeah.
So what I learned is that I've learned to experience better moments with my family that sometimes I don't have pictures of.
You know what was my favorite experience 2 days ago? I was feeling very low, like I was feeling so down, and you and the kids found the woods, right? And
we have a secret place,
and we went there the other time and stuff, and then the kids had been asking to go to the woods and stuff, and then you said, let's go to the woods with the kids, but I was like, but it's raining. And we just put on our sweaters. Mm-hmm. We took camp chairs. Yeah. And we went and we bought, you and I got coffee. The kids got to pick a snack. They took a blanket. And we walked and we sat by the woods, got rained on. Mm-hmm. And then after 5 minutes, we all decided this is not working. This is not working. And we walked away. But I was like, I think afterwards I was like, oh, thank you so much for bringing me to the woods. And all this to say that, it would be easy to, it like for others would be like, yeah, but you get to create experiences in Dubai. But like for me, my favorite experience right now is going to the woods, which is a 5 minute drive, absolutely free. And just being there with the kids and as a family, like deciding that this is not working, running to the car and getting rained on. And it's like, those are the moments you remember.
Yeah. And I think, and you're right, because like, I mean, we build doll houses. And
yeah, with boxes.
With boxes and tape and whatnot. And the other day, Zani just puts on his soccer socks and he's running around the house. And it's like, experiences are just being present.
Being present, yeah.
And so for me, I've realized that just because something is happening right now and it's amazing, doesn't mean I have to step out of it.
And capture it.
Yeah.
You can be really in it. Okay. So this was a question I saw in one of our posts, but I think it's important. It's a good part of reflection. How do you navigate, or how have you navigated between the dreams that have come true and those that have not? Like, how do you remain hopeful, having faith, believing? But it's like there's this contradiction of, yes, this happened, but this is still a very important aspect. Like, for example, yes, I've got my dream career, but I'm still single.
Got
like,
you.
How do you, and like in your perspective, like how do you deal?
So I'm not single, so.
But there's certain things in your life.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of things. That's a good question. I think focus, you know?
Okay.
I think it's like the, you know, I told you about the red car syndrome.
Yes.
So if I told you like every red car you see, you get 10 rand.
Yeah.
You would obviously start to see red cars everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I've been trying to apply is I focus on the dreams that have been realized.
Mm-hmm.
And I do more of that.
Yeah.
You know, and I find that in doing that, one, you become a person who can realize dreams.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Which is important because also you don't just want to achieve your dream, but not be the person you should be when you achieve that dream.
100%.
Yeah, bro? Yeah. Back to the blessing and the responsibility because now you have the blessing, but can you handle the responsibility?
Yeah.
So I always think that if a dream is not realized, that dream is not ready.
Yeah.
Yabo?
Yeah.
And I don't want a premature dream.
Yeah.
I want my dream to come when I'm ready for it.
So you can enjoy
because
it.
Because I need to be ready for the storm that comes with that dream.
Ooh. I need to be ready for the storm that comes with that
dream.
Because it will come with it. Yes. I best believe come with a storm.
What would you say is a way to approach that feeling of feeling like you unfulfilled in certain parts of your life?
You know what? I thought about it. So I don't know if it's a gift, but I have the ability. No, actually, because of my upbringing, right?
Mm.
I have the ability to set a goal and make it happen.
Mm.
Okay? I don't know how to explain it, but that's the best way I can put it. I have the ability to set a goal.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact it will happen, and it happens when it happens, right?
Mm.
And then I found that when that happened, when I lived in that space, I was the most unfulfilled person.
Sure. When the goals actually happen.
When the goals actually happen. So I'm a vision, you know, hectic vision board girl proper. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that. And then before 2023, God said, no vision board. It was the first year I don't do a vision board.
Oh, yeah, this year we don't have a vision board.
Still. And God said, no vision board. And I said, okay, shock me, you know. And because of that, and it's not to say I don't have a vision for my life. Like, I know what's my main call, my purpose for each day, all of that. Like, that's very, very clear.
Yeah.
But there's no specific items that I put that need to be achieved.
Gotcha.
And because of that, everything that happened was like, wow, everything that didn't happen doesn't have a space because it's not like I was waiting for it to happen.
Yeah,
do you understand?
So you lessened your expectations.
I don't even think it's lessened my expectation. It's just every day it's whatever you want to do, Lord.
Sure.
And it comes also from a place of, remember, my relationship with God is such a relationship of grace because of my relationship with my father.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people, this is what I've been reading up about, a lot of people struggle with their relationship in trusting God because they couldn't trust their fathers, right? But
yeah.
I could.
But you literally, you treat God the way you treat your natural
father. My father. And the way my dad treated me is that my dad never kept anything away from me that was good for me.
Mm.
But like, I was one of the last kids to get a cell phone in high school. And I thought that man hated me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I look back and I'm like, you loved me so much, you know? Mm. And so that's my perspective of God. And so last year, I literally lived my life like that. So there isn't so much disappointment in my life. And this is not to say don't do vision boards and all of that. It's just...
Vision
boards are very important. It's just the last... For me, the experience has been allowing God to be God in my life while I show up the best way possible so that when he decides to do something, I'm first pick.
Sure.
So that's how I live my life.
So you really working more on the person then?
The person. Yeah, the things are great, guys. Like, whoop-a-hoo.
I think you get to a point where
it's just like...
Like, oh, things are just things.
Right? Yeah.
You can find the moments where you truly are yourself.
Yeah.
And you just want to learn how to make more of those moments.
Yeah.
And then you realize that the things that you hope for or that you're dreaming for aren't bringing you closer to that goal.
No.
So not to say they're not playing a part, but Shuti, you should be working on something else.
Yeah.
And I think what I've noticed with you over the past year is you've just really spent more time on being the person.
Being the person.
And if you are the person, then I think God will use you.
Yeah, and he does what you need and what you can, like, I can weather my storms. Like, I can survive my storms because God knows I can survive my storms. And so he'll bring me the blessings, the storms I can survive. But even last year, like, we didn't do Christmas presents and on Christmas. And, like, we've done less of the things and more of the being.
Yeah,
and
I
like that for us.
I think it's a good season.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
nice.
Know if I answered the question, but navigating that for me, maybe your answer may resonate more. But
no, don't downplay your answer. Your answer.
Yeah, that's my answer. Is that for me? It's I show up the best way possible. That if God needs someone to handle this, handle that, handle this, I'm ready. Like no my unipos, I am.
Sure.
Okay. Another question that popped up is, how have we moved from obeying our parents as children who live in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Where you don't have a choice, to now honoring our parents, if that is even a thing for you.
How have we moved from obeying our parents to honoring our parents?
Yeah, like now if your dad calls you and says, come home, you get to say, no, you know? But yeah. Like, how do you maintain honoring him, honoring your parents, but without, I guess the answer is, the question is without them crossing a boundary, because you're an adult now, you stand on your own, and some parents don't understand that.
Yeah, I think, I guess I've always maintained that for me, my immediate family that I've created, that's my priority.
Yeah.
Not to say my family is not a priority, but I'm more... Like, I'm responsible for, like, the happiness of our home.
Yeah.
The same way you're responsible for that.
Yeah.
And it's a responsibility that we've taken on.
Yeah.
And so, for me, I have a priority list in my mind.
Yeah.
And so, I know when, like, I feel like, okay, I need to... do more.
Yeah.
I need to help more.
Yeah.
But also our relationship has evolved. And I think in one of the conversations with your mom, you guys speak about it, where you talk about how it's as you grow, and if you're honest with your parents, like you become friends more than anything.
Yeah.
And so a relationship between a friend and a relationship between an authoritative figure
is very different.
Yeah. So I think that's important to make sure that that growth is happening, that you guys are maturing. Because also you get to know your parents better.
Yeah.
And you get to have a different type of relationship with them.
Yeah.
And I think it's when you kind of grow up and the relationship doesn't evolve, then where issues arise. Yeah.
For me, it's removing them off this pedestal of, like, when we put, like, women of God and all of those people on this pedestal, it's like, there's no room for them to be human.
Yeah.
And it's just, like you said, it's a fear-based.
The nature of the relationship is...
Yeah, it's kind of fear-based and it leaves very little room for intimacy, right?
True.
And so I think having that... removing your parents from a pedestal and allowing them to be human allows you to be human. And I think then the relationship is, it's like, it's more equal of a relationship. And so when you say to your parents, I can't, it's not, you're so disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's you give your parents allowance to say, no, I can't, as much as they can give you an allowance to say they can't. But life's also not black and white.
It's not. And I think we're fortunate
to
have very understanding parents and also to read a lot.
Speaking of which, how are you planning on taking care of your mental health this year as a man? If I may add.
Oh, okay. I think this is something I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
So being more in touch with my little boy and not Zani.
Yes, I know. I was waiting for you to make that disclaimer.
I talk about that little boy.
Yeah, little Brendan.
But little Brendan and doing more of the things that he used to like. The interesting story, I was telling a friend that, you know, obviously last year I bought a PlayStation. You bought me a PlayStation.
I bought you a PlayStation.
Sorry, I correct myself.
Yes, for Father's
you bought
Day.
But you knew how much I wanted it. I'd been talking about it. I was going to get it anyway.
Yeah.
But you beat me to it.
That's grateful.
So you bought me a PlayStation and without getting into a lot of stuff, my PlayStation got stolen. And I bought another PlayStation.
Yeah.
And that's just my energy.
Okay.
Is that's what the little boy wants.
Yeah.
And I barely play it, to be honest. I have like two games.
It's just once in a while when you want to scratch that little boy itch.
But it's not even about the little boy itch. It's that I grew up and, you know, my parents worked very hard.
Yeah.
But we never had the PlayStation when it dropped. You know, we get the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 is dropping.
Yeah.
So, and I realized, man, as a child, all I ever wanted was, man, one day when I'm grown, I'll buy it when it launches. You know,
yeah.
While it's relevant.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, I can do that now.
Yeah.
And that is enough for me. And I think, so there's obviously deeper things.
Yeah.
This is just a family-friendly example of taking care of the little boy. But there's a lot of things that, as a child, there were things that were, you felt like, this would bring me joy.
Yeah.
And then you grew up and you lose those things because now you have responsibility and now you have a family and you have a wife and you have people that come for a lot of times before your own needs. But then you slowly become a shell of yourself.
Yeah.
And then you know good to anyone because you're not being you.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of like playing a role.
Sure.
Instead of actually being. And so, yeah. So I think whenever like I've slipped into moments of depression, it's always been because I neglected myself.
Mm.
And self-neglect, it looks different for everyone, but self-neglect could literally just be saying, you know, I like running and I don't run anymore.
Mm.
You know, like it literally could be that. So this year I'm just really intentional about making sure that I'm in touch with just living my childhood dreams.
Yeah.
And making sure that my like 12-year-old Brendan would be proud of this Brendan.
Got you.
Yeah. And you?
I think spending time in nature. I need that.
Huh.
What?
How much more nature do you want? At this point, you're going to be a tree.
That would be nice. But that fuels me, you know, to start my day in nature. I cut my own, I prune my own roses now. Mm. And it makes me so much, it makes me You're so happy. Yeah? I'm You're... such a rose hand, like my roses are happy. And also watering the relationships that are good for me and keeping up with those. I think when you become an entrepreneur very early on, your relationships don't get as much of you, right? Because you're constantly working and stuff. And so I didn't have a lot of time of socializing. And so now I think even like from last year, like I spent more time with friends.
Yeah.
And that's really good for me. So I think more of that, more community, more nature, movement.
You've said nature twice now. Even on this list, nature is dominating.
Movement, and I think I want to do art. Like I have an art gift that I didn't even know.
For me, she did this other painting. It's mind blowing.
And it was like my first piece.
We're selling it. It's available. It's 85 grand.
We're selling it in dollars.
85 USD. 85,000 USD.
But yeah, and obviously I believe in therapy where necessary. That's how I'm taking care of my mental health.
All right.
Okay, my last question. It's by the time this drops, it would have been our anniversary. 7th year.
Is it?
Yes. And someone asked, like on the Wisdom Around This podcast, to show the other side of marriage, like I guess people show
the
cute side and stuff. I guess the not so cute side. But how are you feeling about landing on year seven?
You know, I had a conversation today
with who?
With my trainer.
Okay,
the trainer is my boy.
Shout out. He's our boy.
So. And I was telling him, because I was just telling him how like marriage is goated.
Really?
It is.
Today was a good day.
No, but I was just explaining. So I was trying to explain it to him and I was saying, obviously a lot of guys are scared of marriage, right? Because a lot of guys, I think, meet the right person. But this is my own personal opinion.
Okay.
I think people meet the right person very early on, but then they feel like they're not ready.
Yeah.
Right? And then they drag it out.
Okay.
So, but I was explaining to him and I was like, marriage is kind of like, it's kind of like fitness. Like, okay. And I was like, because I was saying like for guys, because guys are like, yeah, but you really, like you're going to be with one woman for the rest of your life or you're going to commit. And I'm like, well, do you commit to a diet?
Yeah.
If you a gym bunny,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
you're able to say, I'm gonna cut out sugar,
yeah,
because sugar is not good for me,
yeah,
right, and it doesn't mean you don't like sugar,
yeah,
or you don't have a natural inclination towards sugar,
yeah,
it just means you know the benefits of not having sugar,
okay,
and once you commit to certain diets, you start to realize, oh my gosh, my life is so much better.
Like, this is so
I'm so much
me.
More active.
Yeah.
I've got more energy.
Yeah.
Then you start to like it, like really like it to a point where the sugar is not an issue anymore at all.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of explaining that, like, maybe look at it like that, you know?
That's a good perspective.
And in marriage, it's a lot of, especially in the beginning, it is that. It's two people who love sugar, but also love other things.
Yeah.
And then it's about dialing it in.
Yeah.
And finding each other.
Yeah.
And saying, this is who we are. Because I think for me, well, we got married young. So
yeah.
It's not going to be the same with everyone. But I really think marriage helped us find ourselves.
It really did.
In order to make it work, right?
Yeah.
To this point.
Yeah.
To 7 years.
Yeah.
And we thank God.
Ooh.
Because it's been
Lord
hard.
Knows me, thank you.
It's been very hard.
Yeah.
But it's also been good for personal growth.
100%.
And I don't think I would be the person I am.
Yeah.
If I didn't have this person,
yeah.
You know, and if I couldn't, because sometimes you're not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough to do it for yourself.
Yeah. You need.
And you know, that's why people get kids and they change their lives.
Yeah.
Like they, because the responsibility requires
so much
that.
More. You're living for something bigger.
It's so much bigger than you.
Yeah.
And I think if you really believe in the initiative and the constitution of marriage,
yeah.
And the ideals of it and the value system and family and what it comes with. Again,
yeah.
I think you have to embrace it.
100%.
You have to embrace. It's like going to a stadium and saying, yeah, but I don't like people.
Like, we're happy.
Yeah, but we are happy. If you're going to watch a game, embrace everything
yeah.
about it. There's going to be drunk people there. People are going to be spilling their drinks on you. People are going to be loud and. But if you like the game, you make it work. Yeah, you make it work. Like, I've seen people at rugby games with kids, toddlers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, they're making it work because this is no place
for a toddler.
But yeah, so I think that's the side I'd like to share, that it is hard, but it's hard like everything is hard.
Everything else, yeah.
It's hard like everything that's important to you is hard.
Sure, yeah.
Like it's hard for me, like right now I've lost like 4 kilograms. I don't know if you guys can tell on this camera. It's so hard for me to lose weight.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to be conscious of my eating.
Yeah.
And to make it for gym every day. I have a life. I make hits for a living. It's not easy, but I'm doing it and it's hard.
Yeah.
And in the same way, marriage is hard. It's
yeah.
hard. And some days I miss the mark. Some
yeah.
days I'm not the one.
Yeah.
I'm just not the one. I don't want to make it work. I don't want to mend anything.
Yeah, it's just,
I just want to be
just
me.
Vibes.
And you know what? Actually, some days I go on the Property 24 app. I'm like, I can get my own place.
Apartment.
Like, it's not the booty. I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, but at the end of the day, is it worth it? Does it make my life better?
Yeah.
And it does. So I continue to work on it. And I think it gets easier and it gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my response to this about marriage is, I think let's remove the 100 roses and the vacations and the ring and all of that and the Instagram couple goals for a second and remember the purpose of marriage.
Mm.
You know, the purpose of marriage is to show God's love for us, Christ's love for the church.
Yeah.
And marriage is that place, that
physical representation.
And if you're honest with your relationship with God, you know how messy it is.
Sure.
but you know how.
Oh, you better preach. You better preach with them cornrows. Hey.
But you also know, Wuthi, if not here, then where?
Sure.
Like, there's nothing better.
You came fighting, hey?
there's nothing better. And it's...
Sure.
And there's no place, there's no person who will test you like
your partner.
I can't emphasize that enough. And like you said, it's a place of growth. It's a place of...
It's a gem.
It's a place of refining. It's a furnace. It's a character building. But also, how graceful of God that it's also a place of fun and other nice things and of growth and of blessing. But like you said, and this is where I'm going to end the conversation, is that with every blessing...
There's a responsibility.
There's a responsibility. And... The fact that God gifted you with that blessing, it means He knew that you can handle the storm.
Sure.
And that's us. Listen in context.
Mm-hmm.
And like I always say from Pastor Tierns, whenever you consume content, podcast, conversation, consume it like you're eating fish.
Yeah.
Take out the bones. Take out what doesn't translate or relate to you. And take what is relating to you, and you'll be fine.
Keep the protein, the omega-3.
Keep the omega-3. All right. Last words for 2024. Elaborate on the year of restoration.
Oh.
God confirmed it.
Did you say it?
No, I put it in Sunday Nuggets. Oh. Sunday Nuggets.
Yeah, this year for me, like I told Mbumi, like the first word that came was like restoration.
Restoration, yeah.
And the restoration in the way that I understand it.
Yeah.
I know Abafundis by time again. God's going to restore.
Yeah.
But for me, restoration is the idea of making something to be like new.
Like new.
And by like new, I mean, if you've ever had anything, like for instance, this book, right? You look at this book and... nothing's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But it's old and it's a bit dirty and it's a bit scratched up.
Yeah.
Right? If I was to restore this,
yeah,
it would be like new.
Yeah.
So in other words, it would be better than what it is right now.
Yeah.
And so my idea of restoration is that when God is done restoring, your life should be better than what it was.
Oof.
Even before it needed restoring.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you get
That's
me?
A word.
Because when you restore something, you bring in new parts.
Yeah.
So if you're restoring a car that has had engines that are now 10 years old or whatever, and are not working to capacity, you bring in a new engine.
Yeah.
That new engine performs better than that engine before that engine broke.
Got you.
So yeah, it's that idea. Yeah. And I'm excited, man. I feel like there's a lot of things that my life was.
Yeah.
But wasn't it in fulfillment and at its maximum and in like full potential?
Yeah.
And I feel like this year God wants to do that, but at full potential. This time we crank it up.
Crank it up a notch. God is
cranking up the
And
volume.
I think it was such confirmation when you said that to me, because my anchor scripture for the year, Isaiah 61, and it just speaks of who God says, I am what I'm called to do. And also then he just speaks about all the things that he's going to restore and still on healing.
Yeah.
The word of healing hasn't changed. We're still on healing.
The word of healing is a word of life.
Yeah, he's still healing. But as Fest is about this year, healing our faith. And by that, I'm going to keep explaining it, is that life happens and then you forget who you are and you forget who God is, and you live by Baba saying la 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 amen, you know, that becomes your prayer because you're a praying person. But you used to be someone who believed.
Sure.
Like, you know, when you really, really believe God, and I feel God is restoring that. He's restoring the faith that the enemy tried to take.
Sure.
And in your words, it means it's gonna be better.
So much better.
Okay.
It's going to be better than before.
It's going to be better than before. So God is busy with faith. Amen.
Thank you, guys. I'm not always here. So if you tuned in for me, I'll see you guys in 3 months.
Thank you, Wisdom and Wellness. We'll see you on Sunday Nuggets.